Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM with about just under 6 minutes left in the third period here at the Staples Center. Los Angeles Kings 2, Edmonton Oilers 3.
Right.
And look at this, man. The guy that we're just barely able to drag away from those Spearmint Rhino girls is with us. Donnie Marino, man.
Yeah,
look at this guy from Santa Monica, Subaru. Look at you, dude.
Gentlemen, good to see you.
Yeah. Hey, tell us you're a big fan of that New England Patriots. What happened with that game?
27-24, baby. We'll take them any way we can get them.
Now, was that a bad holding call there at the end, or was that a good call, Don?
It was unbelievable. It was happening all day. You couldn't give the Patriots a break. Ravens cheated the whole game. However, we were still able to pull it out because that's the kind of team we are from New England.
There you go. All right, now, we've worked together for about 6 months or so, and I've tried to drive that business of yours into the toilet, and it just doesn't happen, huh?
Despite your best efforts, Tim, we continue to sell cars. I think the car does it himself because it's not anything that I can do.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. I didn't know this. You told me this before I started working for you guys over there. But the number one car in Japan is the Subaru. Is that right?
Yeah, yes. At the time I told you, 95 or whatever it was, they outsell. What sells in America, Fuji Heavy Industries is number one seller in Japan.
Yes. And they outsell Toyota and Honda and everybody, huh?
Yes.
Wow, look at
yes.
that. And all right, it is the, I'm telling you, I drove a friend of mine has a Porsche 911, and I drove it over the weekend. And I said, you know, there's not a lot more power in this thing than there is in my car. And that's when he kicked me out of the car. But he goes, screw you. If I'm going to spend $80,000 on a car, I want to know it's much better than yours.
Well, Tim's got a great car from Santa Monica Subaru. You remember that night that we, in the middle of the show, we jumped in the car and we went to Amoeba Music.
Look at Woolsey.
Yeah, remember Woolsey used to work with us. The handling on his car, the legacy, that car handles as well as any car I've ever driven in.
Yeah, that's the all-wheel drive. The all-wheel drive. You just wherever you point the car, that's where it's going to go.
I remember we were driving around. Whitman and I were driving around in the car on our cell phones doing the show, and Mrs. Whitman kept saying, "You know, it's very cold over in my seat." So I said, "Turn the heater on, or turn the seat heat on, darling."
Right.
And then it got hot in the car, and Don said, "Tell them it's dual. Tell them it's dual."
Right. Well, it is dual. I mean, you know, and that's you know that can be. That can come in very handy, right?
I have a missus of my own. And I was listening to you guys, and finally, you know, on the third time, I left him a message on his cell phone.
Right,
dual
air conditioning, dual heating. What's wrong with you people? But anyway, slide out there. The new 08s are in.
Yes.
At Santa Monica Subaru. And ask for Don Marino. If he's there, he'll try to slide out to lunch while you're there.
He'll crawl out of his office. You just ask for him by name.
Yeah, it's a brand new office over there, 13 blocks from the ocean on Santa Monica Boulevard. And I tell you, it's the greatest car I've ever had in my life. Honest to God. Emmis. It handles the best. It gets great gas mileage. And when you turn into turbo, it really takes off.
We were just talking about the car with a couple other people and how that. They said you have a luxury car. I said, no, we have a car that's just fun to drive. It's that GT.
Right.
Now, once you drive it, you don't want to drive anything else after that.
And you gave away one with the station, right? Or you guys?
We gave away the new WRX, which the GT you have is 250 horsepower. WRX has 227.
Wait, the car I have is 250 horsepower?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
But with the turbocharging, it's 0-60 in about 5.8 seconds.
I think it's quicker than that.
It's quicker than a Boxster in the Porsche line, and then the STI that we have is as fast as a 911 with 305 horsepower.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah.
I got to get one of those.
I mean, if somebody's thinking about getting into a new car, all they have to do is just go over there to Santa Monica Subaru and just drive them. I mean, just jump in a few of them and drive them, see what you're like.
You know, in where I come from in New England, it's a sixth best-selling car.
Right.
In California, nobody knows the car that well. Consumer Reports, every single one of our cars is recommended by Consumer Reports. Every single one of them has a 5-star crash rating.
Right.
It's unbelievable, but in California, it's more about image and style and things, and people aren't familiar with it.
Right. Thank God I'm not from Southern California. No, but I wouldn't care about something like that.
And this might kill Mr. Whitman, but the people that buy Subarus are actually the smart people, the people that do their research before they buy.
That doesn't bother me at all.
No, but you're going to have to look to your right and see Conway saying...
Thank you very much.
He drives that car and he shows it off like a college diploma.
It really is nice. There's a button on that car in the middle of the console there, and you can put it on a regular... standard or regular, what's the second level?
Well, there's iDrive for intelligent drive, which I'm sure you're driving
most of
the time, Tim.
S
for stupid, and then there's S sharp for the really stupid. You want to go faster.
But you put that into turbo, and that thing takes off like a bat out of hell. I've never had any problems getting around people on the freeway or on mountain driving.
And you know what? It's a great-looking car, too. I mean, for all that we're talking about how well it handles and for how well it drives, I mean, it's a beautiful-looking car. Cosmetically, it's beautiful.
All right, go to Santa Monica Subaru and tell them you want one of those Legacies or the Impreza or whatever they're offering over there. What's that car? It starts at 17 grand.
That's the Impreza. New race, beautiful. Just got the highest award in crash test of any small car, the Impreza. Good starter car for kids.
Yeah, get over there and get into that car, because if some a-hole hits you on the street, you'll survive. Or you have better chance of surviving.
Better chance.
All right, Santa Monica Subaru, everybody. What's the phone number? 877-BY
Subaru.
Yeah.
Can you spell Subaru, Tim?
Subaru.
See, Brian, I told you, intelligent people buy Subaru.
You weren't kidding.
When I get some sleep, I'm as sharp as they come. All right, Santa Monica Subaru. Thanks for coming by. Don Marino.
Thanks for having me.
Ask for him because it annoys him. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. It is 3-2 with about 2 minutes left here in the game here at the Staples Center. When we come back, we're going to have Jimmy Fox and also the best announcer in the history of the game, Bob Miller, is going to be with us.
And the nicest guy in the world,
Yes, and Gina's still making out with that chick in the corner.
I can't believe it.
Natasha.
I mean, Gina Grad really has, she has turned over a new leaf here tonight.
Oh, we'll talk to her about what's going on in that corner. It is the Conway Women Show, a huge party going on here at the Staples Center up in the Skybox, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.